I feel the rain. Give us a prayer. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day that we have today. Mm-hmm. A little on the warm side, but we good. Today's scripture comes from Psalms, the first book, verses 1 and 2. Actually, we're going to add 3 in there as well. I'll be reading from the NIV. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the steps of the wicked, with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. That's a good word for us. We follow in the way of the Lord. We will prosper.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, we thank you for another opportunity, Lord, that you have given us to wake up, to open our eyes, to be able to say thank you, Lord. For Lord, it is by your grace and your mercy that these things are done. We count it all as joy, Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank you. Father, we pray that each and every one of us, Lord, walks in your way and in your counsel. That we hold tight unto your word. That it shall not leave us. That we shall keep it and abide in it. Father, we pray for those that are out here among us this day, that have come to hear the word that you have brought before us. We pray, Lord, for those that are not here, that for whatever reason they were not able to make it. Lord, we pray for all those that are around the world, in our community, in our city, in our state. We pray, Father, that you will touch each and every person, Lord. For you know what each and every one of us are in need of. But first, Lord, before you bless us with our needs, let us bless you with praise. For as praises go up, the blessings come down. But let us humble ourselves before you, O Lord, knowing that you are the one that supplies all things. For Lord, whatever it may be, whether it's finances, whether it's comfort, whether it's care and concern, whether it's consoling us, Lord. Lord, whether it's just giving us a peace of mind, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. For we praise your holy name, Lord. For Lord, there is no name higher than your name. For your name is the name that all people shall praise, that every knee shall bow before, Lord. And we thank you. Father, we pray for our pastor right now. All the pastors, Lord, that have given a word this day or will give a word. We ask you, Father, to anoint them. Anoint them in a mighty way, O Lord, that whatever you have given each and every one to say, that it will be and received by the people that hear it, Lord. Whether it be in person, whether it be over the internet, whether it be word of mouth. We pray that that word, Lord, touches each and every heart, that it drills down in us, Lord, that it roots within us, and it shall grow, and it shall nurture us, and it shall spring forth, and we shall grow along with it, and it shall give us what you have for us and give us peace. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to humble our pastor and let him be used as your servant right now. That your word, Lord, be as you have it to come forth. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
On behalf of Pastor Thompson and the entire Archer Grove family, I would like to say good morning to Facebook Live, everyone on the phone lines, all the people out in the parking lot that chose to worship with us today. Thank you to this wonderful praise team, my wife, Queenie, Tabitha, Brother Jimmy down on the drums, Brother Slim, Brother Cliff, Deacon Hall. Thank you all for your services. May God bless you. Amen. We're going to have a couple of songs from the praise team. Amen.
Yeah. can't tell what God's done for you. Pastor, you gotta let God know how good and how grateful you are for how he's blessed you. Okay, we're gonna do a little of this song. And won't y'all just go ahead and join in? You know, put the door for your car. Because God's good to you. You sit here because he allowed you to be out here. So we are so grateful that you're here. All right.
Thank you. We're going to pluck it just a little bit further, about 10 seconds. A little bit of it. Hey! You don't know. Like I know. Hey! What the hell? Go ahead and shake yourself loose a little bit. I know it's getting hot out here, but shake yourself loose a little bit. Hey! Thank you, Lord. Yeah! Ain't it good? Won't he bless you? Hey, won't he bless you? Musicians pouring out. Thank God for Minister Turner, Minister Cook, amen, for doing a wonderful job this morning, amen. They did a wonderful job last week, amen. Minister Cook carried the service beautifully, amen. Minister Turner preached that word talking about integrity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to thank God for the officers of this church, amen, the trustees of this church, all the auxiliaries and members who are still trying to figure out how to serve in this pandemic. Amen. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Father, as we come this morning, God, to glorify you and to give you praise. God, as we come for a moment and an hour of preaching. God, as we give ourselves away this morning, that you can use us. You can fill us, God, restore us, reconcile us, and renew us back to your service. Now, God, I step out the way that your word can come forth, your people can be strengthened, and your name can be glorified. My personal prayer always is, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, I pray, have been acceptable in your sight. For truly, O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I do pray, let the faithful of God say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, your phones, your pads, amen, whatever you have, meet me in the New Testament book of Colossians. The New Testament book of Colossians, written by the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit. I will begin reading at verse 3, and I'm going to read enough of it that if you go back home and don't read it, you will have enough in you to sustain you. Amen. But my prayer is that you go back and reread this for yourself. The book of Colossians, amen. I'm reading from the New International Version this morning of God's Holy Writ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. Paul says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all his people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true word of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you've heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will and the wisdom of all understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good working with all our power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the people in the kingdom of the light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, brought us into the kingdom of his Son, whom he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Now here's the crux of the message. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authority, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, making peace through his blood shed on the cross. This morning I want to share with you just for a brief moment from the subject all. A-L-L, all. Somebody say all. All. Most people would declare to you that they, in every situation, will give their all. When they're in a relationship with you, they declare by covenant agreement that they will give you their all. When people take your job, amen, or you take a job, we make agreement that we are going to give our all, amen. In the Strong Concordance, that word all means everything. That word means to pour out all, amen. That means that not just in part, but all. And then when we are a group of people, especially as the church, that thing all consists of all of us, amen. And everybody in the church does his or her part in the church to give our all, amen. And when we give our all, amen, the Lord's all will come to us, amen, somebody. I'm talking about all. All means everything, amen. You ever seen people, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Have you ever seen people, they only give just enough to get by, and they tell you that they're too weak to do something, but they get up to do what they really want to do. Have you ever seen people tell you they don't have money for certain things, but they always seem to come up with money for things that they really want, amen. And they will give their all, amen, so that this thing can be fulfilled. I'm talking about your all, amen, all. The Bible says that in Colossians, Paul came because the church was facing issues, amen. First, they loved people, but they was facing issues with false teachers, amen. And these false teachers were causing the church to not focus on Christ, but began to focus on other things in the world. And in 1893, they said it was in the World's Fair in Chicago. There were exhibits set up of all the religions of the world. And all these religions of the world was given opportunity to give their viewpoint of their religion, amen. It said that D.L. Moody, that great preacher, that great author, he read theaters. He went to churches and asked them to give them their platform and pulpit so that he may present the gospel. And while he was doing that, all his colleagues and preachers and church members, they wanted him to fight against the other religions. D.L. Moody said, no, I'm not going to fight against other religions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to present Christ in such a way that they will be ashamed. I'm going to present Christ in such a way that people won't desire to go to other religions. They will desire to come to Christ. Amen, somebody. So the Bible says that all things are of Christ. Amen. Not only are all things of Christ, it said the Son of God, verse 15, is the image of the invisible God. Now what gets me is people who say that they love God, but they don't act like God. Amen. And their character don't make them look like God. But if you of God, you should show some signs that you belong to God. What I'm saying to you that when Paul said this word image in the new day, we understand old people, we still got photo albums. Amen. We still got pictures on the wall. Amen. But young folk, they don't do that. They got all the pictures on their telephone. Matter of fact, they got what you call on your phone icons. Amen. That's an image of anything you want to touch and pull up on your phone. Amen. Genesis 1 said that we are made in the image and the likeness of God. Amen. So if we are made in the image and the likeness of God, we ought to portray who God is. But as I look around, amen, especially in these yet to be United States of America, it don't look like we look like God. Amen. We say in God we trust, but we don't look like God. We say in God we trust, but we don't act like God. The church say we stand on God, but we act like God in the church, and we act like somebody else outside the church. As a matter of fact, the devil has gotten so bold now that he'll come up in the church and do what he want to do and act like anything but God. But God, we're talking about all, amen. Some people will say I did my best. Some people will say I gave my all, amen. But Strong Concordance said all means everything. It means the totality of everything, amen. So I'm telling you today that Colossians 1 and 16 said, by him all things are created. Don't get it twisted. The world didn't create things. They've stolen the theory of God. Folk have taken the image and the icon of Jesus Christ and made him to be an oppressor. People have taken the Bible and oppressed other people. Jesus Christ is not an oppressor. Jesus Christ is a liberator for whom the Son set free is free indeed. Colossians says, by him all things were created. Romans 11:36 said not all were just created by him, but they were created for him. That's why Matthew 22:38, 37, 38, 39 tells you to love the God. Love God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Amen. I wish I had somebody. If you give God your all, God will give you his all. Not giving God your all is giving God your best. Not giving God your leftovers. Not giving God what you want to give him. But give God what God requires. Because obedience to God means all. It means doing exactly the way he told you to do it, when he told you to do it, and how he told you to do it. If you don't do it the way God told you, that's not obedience. That's partial obedience. And that won't work. Amen. 9.5 just won't do. You got to give God your all. Somebody say all. Somebody say all. All. So you gotta love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Because most of us, we love ourselves. And if you don't love yourself, I just gave you a reason to love yourself. Don't worry about what folks think about you. You go ahead on and look at yourself. And like David said, sometimes when folks won't lift you up, you just got to encourage yourself. You got to tell yourself you made in the image of God. You got to tell yourself that you're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to tell yourself that every negative word you spoke, that God will cancel it out and give you preeminence and give you the power to speak. Because devil the life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. All things belong to him, and all things consist and come together by him. And when we speak, all things belong to us. Lord have mercy. You say, well, Pastor, I can't do it. Yes, you can. Let me give you some scripture. If you're on your phone, talk it in your phone. If you're writing it down, write it down. If you can't remember, just stick it back in your memory. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not on Michael Thompson, but in Christ, Sister Cam, I can do all things. I'm trying to tell you, when you get to A&T, you go ahead and let them know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hebrews 1:2 said he is the heir of all things. Everything on this earth belongs to him, and one day he gonna come back and redeem it to himself so that all will belong unto him. Matthew 19:26 said, if you pray. Sister Queenie, if you pray. Mark 11:24, if you pray. Sister Tracy, if you pray. Y'all, if you pray. Brother Cliff, if you pray. Sister Shayla, if you pray. Sister Vera, not only pray, but if you believe. The Bible says that you shall receive what you ask for. Not just some of what you ask for, Sister Marie, but if you pray by faith and believe, Sister Kim, you will receive some. You will receive all. Matthew 28:18. Most people think that countries own all. Think municipalities and cities own all. They think sheriffs and governors own all. That the president own all. Other presidents in other countries own all. Let me tell you that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and we that dwell here in it. I wish I had somebody. I'm telling you all. And not only does it belong to him, he has authority and a power over it. Matthew 28:28-28:18 said all authority was given to him by the Father. And then he gave it to us, Brother Richard, in the church to talk, preach the gospel, to baptize folk in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, that they might come in the kingdom, that they might share in all. Zechariah, I'm about to go because I'm hot and know you are. Philippians 4, write it down. Philippians 4 said, the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, it'll guard your heart and your mind. We so messed up, that's why I ain't going to mention nothing about no pandemic. I ain't going to mention nothing about who doing what, Democrat, Republican. I'm not going to say nothing about folk who don't like me, who don't like you. I don't care what you like or what you say. I'm trying to tell you this morning, Deacon King, let your mind be stayed on Jesus. Because if your mind is stayed on Jesus, Sister King, whatever you're going through, Brother Slim, all you got to do is let your mind be stayed on him. Not in peace is because your mind is not stayed on him. When you leave here today, if I don't say nothing else, I just want to say Jesus to you. I just want to say Jesus to you. And not the Jesus that folk made up. Now, not the Jesus that folk used for other reasons. I'm talking about the Son of the Living God. You remember when they were in the upper room and Philip said, show us the Father. Said to him, have you not been with me? Have you not known? Have you not heard? If you seen me, you seen the Father. But all the glory of the Godhead dwells in me. In me dwells the Holy Ghost. In me dwells Jesus. In me dwells the Word. In me dwells the truth. I'm trying to let me flip it to you. In you dwells God. In you dwells the Holy Spirit. In you dwells the truth. And you got to speak the truth until it sets you free. Matthew 15:26, I'm gone. All things are possible. All people, all things belongs to God. Y'all hear me now? And I'm trying to tell you that when we're arguing today, what are we arguing about? Everybody is arguing about race and racism. Acts make it very clear that we all are under one blood. Listen to me. We're all under one blood. You've sinned and I've sinned. And we all come short of the glory of God. Oh, but if it had not been for the blood of Jesus, who saved my soul. Oh, preacher said, one Friday, yeah. They hung it on the cross, hung him high and stretched him wide. Y'all know the story, so I'm not going to linger there. But I got to tell you, or I ain't preached yet, that they did hang him high and they stretched him wide. Oh, no, he didn't die, they murdered him. But then he gave up the ghost, and then he died. He fully died. And then they had a party, did they not? And on Saturday, he stayed in the grave. They thought they had him. Did they not? And that's what folk do you. They'll put your foot on your neck. They smile at you and don't make it. And when folks see you today, dressed up, looking good, feeling good, smelling good, they can't explain what God has done for you. But you got to let them know that just like Christ got up out the grave, when you thought I was down for the count, he came by and resurrected me. And because he got up, I can get up. That's why somebody today, you feel bad, you think it's lost, it looks like things are not normal, but this is the new normal. And if Christ be in it, everything gonna be all right. All things gonna work out better. Come on, get Brother Jeff to come. Help me. I can show you this morning better than I can tell you. The whole thing about Jesus on the rugged cross. He went there for sin's sake. Your sin and mine. And Isaiah said in Isaiah 1:18 said, though our sins be as scarlet, though it be red like crimson. Y'all see it? Hold it up so they can see. Y'all see it? Though our sin is red like crimson. Yeah, we come together as a church. That's what we're doing today. We can work out everything that we don't understand. We can talk about misunderstandings and things that are not right. But then, mostly, our mind should be stayed on Jesus. Yeah, because on the cross, he gave his all. five sacrifices in the Bible. Yeah? Some folk bought grain offering. Amen. Some folk bought meat offering. But the most thing he wanted was the sacrificial offering. That means he gave his all when he poured himself out on the cross. And he washed our sin. Y'all see it? He washed our sin white as snow. I'm trying to tell you this morning that everything is all right. I'm trying to tell you that you might have said something you weren't supposed to say, but when you repented, God understood, because he saw the blood of Jesus and he made you white as snow. I know folks talking about you and running you down and calling you everything but a child of God, but that's all right. Your slate is clean, because you white as snow. I'm trying to tell you that the blood of Jesus completely wipes sin away. Yes, sir. There's somebody here today, you really don't know Jesus. I know we're social distancing, but that's all right. You can come down right here in front of the chair. Don't be ashamed, because y'all want to be in here and have a church. I tell y'all this every Sunday, y'all still ain't got it. Wherever I am, God is there, because he in me, and the church is there. And let me give you another one. Not just me, wherever you are, if you belong to him, God is there. wait, when you open up your mouth, God is there. When you say him on the job, he's there. When you speak about him at school, he's there. When you exercise him with somebody and you're talking about Jesus, let me tell you, y'all, he's there. And listen to me, even in the midst of enemies, when I told you in the beginning, in the World's Fair, amen, when D.L. Moody rented space, everybody came together to argue what's the best religion. You don't have to argue about what God has done. Am I right about it? Because the sister just sang it. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. I'm telling you this morning that Bishop G. Patterson put it like this. He said it was a mystery that he couldn't understand how God could take a cow, amen, and the cow eat green grass, amen, and produce white milk. But that wasn't the mystery. The mystery was that God could take the blood of Jesus Christ and take my black heart and pour his blood in my heart and make me whiter than snow. I'm talking about all. So there's somebody here. Partial disobedience is not obedience. There's somebody here that you've never given God your all. You may have acknowledged him, but you don't have a personal relationship with him. Be honest with yourself. Because if you don't look like God, you don't talk like God, and you don't act like God, there's a good chance that you don't belong to God. Y'all hear me now? But that's an easy fix. All you got to do is come to Jesus while you still got time. So that means everybody saved, and you say, let me see you wave your hand. If you're saved, let me see you wave your hands. See, some of y'all didn't wave your hand, but you still didn't come up here, but that's all right. I got to go on. All hearts and all minds clear. So stop, we got something for Miss Karen. All right. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come now to thank you, God, for what has been done and said in this service. We pray, Lord, that you are pleased with our sacrifice and pleased with our praise. Told us, God, to bring all our tithes into the storehouse that we would have meat in your house. We thank you, God, for honoring your word. Say it in your word, God, that we touch and agree together. We could ask what we want, and you would pour it out on us. God, we thank you for that. Thank you, God, for blessing every household, every soul under the sound of my voice. We ask you, God, while we're praying, to remember the Lambert family this morning and the Hawkins family. Passing to Brother Don, we ask you to remember, God, now. Sister Marja Harrison, who's recovering, we ask you, God, remember all who are bereaved, all who are struggling, all who need you, Lord. And we know that you will never leave us and that you will never forsake us. My prayer, God, for my people and your people is this. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen. All right. Don't leave. I'm proud today. I'm excited that nothing can stop God's blessings. Ain't that right? Nothing can stop God from saving you, keeping you, and blessing you. Nothing. Amen. Where Miss Cameron there? Where Miss Warren there? Where you at? Is that you over there? Come on over here and see me. Can you see how you're dressed? I know y'all in the car. See if it was me in the car. I probably had a cut on shot. I probably can't get out the car. Amen. I'm going to be honest with you. All right, all right. Come over here. See your pastor. Let me see you. Hallelujah. Give her a hand clap of praise. Amen. Smart. Amen. Smart student. Beautiful. Amen. Praying for Sister Yuri. Brother Calvin. Amen. Brother Trajan, wherever he may be, for raising such a beautiful, beautiful child. Amen. We you know, that, like I said, the enemy has kept us from doing a whole lot of stuff. We got a gift for Sister Cameron. I'm going to give Brother Cook another gesture, because everything we give, he always give over and beyond. Amen. So Sister Thompson is going in the back. Amen. So we got a little money for you. Don't tell your mom and daddy what I'm telling about. You got a little money for you. And I think I just got your pen and pencil set. Amen. So that you can study, you can write, and you can let folk know that you can do all things through Christ who's thanking you. So congratulations. God bless you. And I love you. Amen. Amen. Church, I'm gone. I'm gone. All. All.
Thank you.